This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Feel free to join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhone and get this episode or any one of our previous episodes. Now, to the listener, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions that you have that you want to relate this show to your specific situation. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well, but we cover all important topics of personal finance, where we go over where you are today, how retirement looks like, when to take Social Security, what type of pension options you should be taking, taxes, how to reduce it today and in the future, investments, avoiding high fees, high costs, high commissions, estate planning, insurance. Folks, you get it, right? Anything that involves a dollar sign, we go over, folks. And we are offering a free financial assessment where it goes over everything in your personal situation. We got offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Folks, we normally charge $500 for this assessment, but call now on the radio. Say you heard us on the radio. You can get this free financial assessment where we can answer all important topics of your situation. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can help answer any of your personal questions and help make sure you are not making mistakes, common pitfalls, and make sure you are on track for retirement. Folks, tis the season as tax time is right around the corner. The deadline is almost here. And we are in 2018 and taxes have changed. The laws have changed in 2018. And the problem with most people out there, they're meeting with their accountant now, but it's not for 2018. It's for 2017. They're meeting with their accountants now for what happened last year. Well, the problem with that is we're in 2018 now and you need help now for this year. But you're not going to meet with your accountant to talk about 2018 until next year, which is 2019. That's an issue. So that's why most accountants out there specialize in tax preparation. They prep your taxes. That's why you meet with them once or twice a year. Here at Falcon Wealth Planning, we specialize in tax planning. Okay, we're planning for 2018 in 2018. And that's where we add value. So feel free to give us a call if you want help with that. That's what we specialize in. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Folks, today we are going to talk about, as the market continues to go up and down, it goes all over the place, left, right, it's been quite volatile for the past few months. 2018 first quarter was a bit of a doozy. So what I want to talk about today is the market volatility, not so much why it's going volatile. Heck, people are now complaining about tariffs and tariff wars and battles that's going on between us and China. Folks, we knew this was going to happen back in 2016, and now it's just happening. I don't see what the big deal is. We knew about this. That's why when President Trump got elected, the United States stock market skyrocketed and international indices dropped. We knew this was going to happen. That's why international indices dropped and USA went up. So the issue that the market is reacting right now, you know what that is? That's just noise to get you scared to sell. And a lot of people are doing that. I'm seeing it. And you guys are going to be ready for a rude awakening come when this rebound does happen. Keep in mind, it's only a 10, 12, 13% drop. Sure, in a couple months, I'm not trying to say that's nothing. That's a fairly big drop. But this is the opportunity that you've been waiting for that pullback you've been waiting for. Now's the time. And really, it dropped for very little reason at all. It's from the noise from the media that's talking about things that we already know to get you excited so you sell. But I promise you, when you sell after you lost money, somebody's making money. Don't be that loser. It's time to be disciplined. Because when markets are volatile, that is a healthy sign we are in a normal market, a normal economy. This is normal. Markets going up and down is normal and it's healthy. That's how stock markets operate. But a lot of people, they don't do that. They get emotional. They're watching TV and hearing what's going on. They see all the red. Sometimes they see all the green. No matter what's happening, you have to understand that markets only go up. Over time, of course, we do know they go down, but over time, they go up. And there are times it does drop in between periods. Periods of a week, a month, a year, and throughout the decade, there are periods it does go down. Now, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance. And today we're just talking about the market volatility in the market. What people have to be aware of when markets go up and down, they can't be fearful that they're going to lose everything unless, though, they are investing in individual stocks. The issue with individual stocks is companies can go out of business, like Toys R Us, like Pan Am Air, like Lehman Brothers, Barrett Stearns, Wachovia, Washington Mutual, Kodak, Polaroid, folks. Companies can go out of business, and there's a lot of research that shows that in 25 years ago, from now, 25 years in the future, if you take a look at the largest 500 companies in America, which is represented in the S&P 500, that 100 of those companies won't be around. Take a look at the companies that were around 25 years ago in the S&P 500 today. Where are they today? So this shows that America and the world is evolving. Whether you want to call that with technology, whether you want to talk about just the consumers in general and the way they operate. People, generational people, you got millennials, they're much more tech savvy now. A lot of people are doing their ordering of groceries through an app on your phone. I don't know about you, but I would want to choose my own apples. I don't want to trust somebody else to choose my bananas. But nonetheless, millennials don't care. And this is the trend that we're seeing, that technology is really taking over. Now, having a globally diversified portfolio is so important at times like this, because the reason some of the markets did drop is some of the regulation impacts on tech giants like Facebook and Amazon. So if you have a globally diversified portfolio, it is so important to have that, because then who cares what's going on? In the early 2000s, you guys remember the tech wreck, the dot-com bubble? Tech companies represented 40% of all of the S&P 500. So the S&P 500 dropped in 3 years straight, 2000, 2001, and 2002, by double digits, mostly because the dot-coms, the tech companies, were crashing. But if you had a globally diversified portfolio, international included, you made money during that period. And a lot of people don't understand that, because they're so focused on what's going on in the news. They're so focused on the blind advice, the blind information that is giving. And I swear you're getting manipulated by it, because they want you to sell low. You're not supposed to sell low. You're supposed to buy low. There's people out there, they call them contrarians. Contrarian investing. When somebody says sell, 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 they buy. And you know what? There's logic to that when you look at that from an index point of view. When you have the S&P 500 at all-time lows, or at a 5% drop in one day, or 10%, whatever it is, that could be a great time to buy. Because guess what? If you like the stock market, the S&P 500, if you like the stock market at 27,000 points, you better like it at 24,000 points. Oh, what if it drops again? What if it drops at 20? Okay, great. You loved it at 27,000. Why don't you like it at 20,000? Heck, my suit. Let's say it's a $500 suit. Well, if they go for $300, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to buy more suits. But let's say it drops again at $200. Okay, I'm going to buy another suit, maybe a different color. Let's say it drops to $100. Okay, I'll buy more. I'm always going to need a suit. Well, it will never drop to zero. They're never going to give away free suits. And eventually it'll come back up. This is the reality of how the stock market works. Folks, when we go to a grocery market, are they ever going to tell us, by the way, we've hit our quota for the day. Sorry, we're closing early today. We're not going to sell any more milk. Or you go to a car dealership and they say, you know, we hit our quota for the month. We can't sell you any more cars. No, absolutely not. America's a capitalistic country and people are in here to make money. And that will never happen. And because of that mentality, because of that logic, stock market only goes up. The problem, of course, as you know, and as we're all experiencing, there are periods where it's down. But if you're invested properly and you're disciplined, you shouldn't worry. Where you're avoiding the risk of companies going out of business, because if you're in a globally diversified portfolio, you have over 25,000 different companies. And this is the way to invest. And folks, if you need help with this type of discipline, with this type of portfolio, to make sure that the funds that you have, some people think, well, I got all these funds, I'm diversified. But yeah, what you don't realize is you have overlap. You have the same fund just 15 times over. Understanding that needing a professional analysis, a breakdown of how you are invested to make sure when a market drop happens, a pullback is 10%, a crash is 20%. We're right in the middle of that. And knowing that your portfolio can take advantage of market volatility, because things that go down in your portfolio, there's always going to be things that go up. That's the benefit of hedging your bets. You're always going to win. You're always going to be right. But you need to have that diversification. And if you don't know if you do, and if you're not getting calls from your advisor right now, if nobody's notifying you what's going on and what the ongoing strategy is, give us a call. That's what we specialize at Falcon Wealth Planning. This is what we do on a daily basis. We're not a commission-based advisory firm. We're a fee-only advisory firm. And then we go over ways to make sure you can save on your investments, avoiding high keys, fees, costs, commissions, and having an actual strategy to help. Folks, give us a call. Take advantage of our free financial assessment where you could save $500 by giving us a call and referencing you got us on the radio. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Folks, stay with us. We'll be right back after a few words.
This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, where we go over all important topics of personal finance. And today we're talking about the market, the volatility, and the things that you should be doing throughout all this noise that's going on right now. The noise that's talking about trade wars and tariffs and tech giants on Facebook and Amazon, all this junk that's out there. Folks, I'm not trying to say it's irrelevant junk, but in regards to your financial situation, your financial portfolio, your financial future, if you are properly invested and in a globally diversified portfolio and not taking on more risk than you need to, then you don't have to worry about a thing because markets are used to going up and down. And don't forget the down. We've been blessed for 9 years straight from 2009 to early 2018 where the market only went up. But you can't be just used to that. It's not logical. I mean, we had 15 months of nonstop market going up until the February drop. That's not normal. The market is used to dropping 5% every 3 months historically. So you have to know that it's normal for the market to drop. And you have to learn to be excited when the market drops. I hear people that just buy and hold. Folks, buying and holding, I guess it's better than buying and selling low. So I'll give you credit for not being emotional, but you are missing out on a fantastic opportunity to buy on sale. When my wife Sophia, when she goes to Macy's, do you know what my wife does? Do you know where she goes when she goes to Macy's? She goes straight to the red racks, right at the end of the store, and she sees what's on sale. That's how my wife shops. Some of you guys or gals may know what I'm talking about. go straight for the discount rack because they understand and respect sales. How come we get sales with our clothes, with our food, but not with our finances? Folks, markets go on sale, and if you don't buy, you're losing. That's where sometimes it could make sense to get professional help. Because if you're not, some people say, I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay that 1%, 2%, or whatever the case is. Well, some people don't realize they are paying, whether they do it or not, through mutual funds. You're getting professional help. But the thing that mutual fund is not doing is being globally diversified where they could take advantage of market volatility in the marketplace, where they could take advantage of when markets are dropping. Now, what markets? In this case, large cap USA. Well, what's mid caps USA doing? What's small caps USA doing? Well, what about growth and value? What are they doing? What about international, emerging markets, developed markets? What about your bonds in the portfolio? What are they doing? Are they all dropping? You don't know that answer, do you? And because you don't know that answer, you don't know what's on sale and what's selling at a premium. Because when things drop, certain indices, other indices go up. Well, when things drop, you're probably thinking, Gabriel, where am I going to get the money to buy? Well, that's why you are globally diversified portfolio, because then something in there is up. And what you do is you sell what you made on and buy what you lost on. This is the logical way. Now, it seems counterintuitive what I just said. To sell, Gabriel, you want me to sell my winner and buy my loser? Who wants to do that? Well, you got to understand this is an index. Indices do not stay high forever and do not stay low forever. Now, the trend is always up and over time everything goes up together, but periods of volatility are fantastic money-making opportunities. Periods of volatility allow you to capture sales if you know how to take advantage of the sell high and buy low approach. Most people don't. Heck, most advisors don't. You know why? Because most advisors are commission-based and they can care less. They already got their commission. Here's an example. How many people have heard their advisor in the past few weeks or few months and telling you what the strategy is instead of just buying and holding? No, they should be capturing the losses. They should be capturing the gains. They should be buying into what has dropped. But a lot of these fund companies, they don't do that. The advisors have no desire to do that because they don't get paid to do that. So why would they do something if they're not getting paid for it? It's extra work for no compensation. Think about that for a second. They're doing extra work and not getting paid for it. How many of you will do extra work and not get paid? You're going to go mow your neighbor's yard? Maybe some of you might. God bless you. I want to be your neighbor. But realistically, you're not going to do something. You're not going to go. If you see lines at the cashier market, you're not going to go and open up an extra line and work for free to help speed up the line. That's just not real. That's not logical. And unfortunately, I haven't seen this yet. I have never seen this. This April 18th will be 15 years in the industry. I've never seen this where somebody will do this type of work that does not financially benefit them. A commission-based advisor will not because they already got paid. They already got paid. So knowing that, knowing who you're working with, knowing the type of advisor, how they're compensated, knowing what type of fiduciary standards that they have for you to do what's in your best interest, that's what a fiduciary is. Ask them that. Ask them if they have Form ADV. Ask them if they have a Series 7 license. If they do that, you want someone with an ADV. With a Series 7 license, not so much. Why? Because they can still get compensated and still have conflicts of interest. Folks, if you need help, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can help make sense of your financial situation and point you in the right direction and have you avoid those common pitfalls. By the way, folks, if you are just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance, and I want to make sure that you are in the best possible position of success. And by doing that, you have to understand how the markets work. You have to understand the noise that's on the TV, on the radio, talking about the doomsday. What doomsday? It's normal for markets to drop. If you were invested in 2007 to today, you doubled your money in 10 years. That's a 7% rate of return, and I counted 2008. A lot of people forget that, and it's unfortunate that they forget that. And that's that's accounting for almost a 40% drop in the market, the S&P 500 in 2008. A lot of people don't see that because the media wouldn't let you. Wall Street wouldn't let you. They try to scare you. They try to scare you into making rash decisions, because when you do that, somebody else is making money. And when Wall Street tries to put more gas on the flame, it's so they can sell you junk products like annuities. Those are what they offer at the free dinner seminars. Is your advisor trying to offer that? If you go to get financial help, financial advice, is your advisor immediately talking about how scary and volatile the market is? Because when they do that, they're trying to pitch to you an annuity. They're trying to sell you. You will get sold. When the reality is they should be educating you on how markets work. But Wall Street doesn't want to educate you on how it works. They don't want that. They want to sell fear so they can sell you some junk or some gold product that you see on late night infomercials on TV, or you see on the internet or radio or newspaper clippings. They want to sell you overpriced, unregulated gold. Endofworldusa.org. Remember that? So you want to make sure you're getting an unbiased opinion, folks. And that's why firms like us exist. Do the research on what a fee-only financial planning firm is. We can't get commissions of any kind. A lot of people don't like or don't want to be in our type. Other financial advisors don't want to be in our type of industry because they want to live off commissions. Heck, they can sell you one product that's, you have $500,000 that you give them. They make up to $100,000 commission. That's huge. That's what people make in a year, and they can make that off one person after 3 hours of meeting with them. Well, at our firm, that's not even near the case. Not even a tenth of that. Not even a 20th of that. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. But sadly, this industry is designed to take advantage of you. That's why firms like us exist. So people say, well, how come you're doing this when you could be making 10 to 20 times more? Well, the reason we're doing this is because they get maybe 5 to 20 clients a year. And we get that in a month. We grow on volume. And when we run into our clients at stores or at the grocery markets, we won't run the other way. We'll say, hi, how are you doing? We'll talk to them. They'll be happy to see us. And we grow ridiculously off referrals because there's very few firms like us that are out there. And sadly, people have to get burnt to come to a firm like us, or have to listen to a show like this to realize, wait a sec, I have an annuity. Is my advisor, did they sell me? Wait, you're right. They did try to scare me into buying something like this. Oh, I can't lose, guaranteed 7-8%. Yeah, right. Try it. Try taking your money out. Tell me if you made that money. It doesn't work that way, folks. And it's unfortunate. But sadly, this is the industry we're in. So if you want to confirm that you haven't been, sorry for saying, duped or taken advantage of, or in the proper investments, give us a call. That's where we can help. We're offering this free financial assessment to make sure that you are on track for retirement, that your money is properly invested, that you're avoiding future commissions, fees, unnecessary charges. Folks, that's where we can add value. We got offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Folks, be careful of what's out there. Get a second opinion. You get a second opinion. You do research before you buy a car, don't you? You get a second opinion if, God forbid, you were diagnosed with something. Get a second opinion with your finances as well. Please, when you get a mortgage, don't you shop around for lower rates? Same concept. Folks, this was a fast, fast show. I want to thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. Feel free to join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhones, and you can get this episode or any one of our previous episodes. You can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Call us. We'll have a personal, confidential conversation where we can relate this show to your specific situation. Tune in every weekend as we go over all important topics of personal finance. Our goal is to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. I want to thank you for listening. We want you to enjoy your weekend. Have a great week, and God bless.